Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And I'm having a contemplative moment. Or is it contemplative? I'm not sure. I'm wondering how it all came to this. And in that sentence, it is America. Now, I'm no patriot. I criticize America frequently because I'm a realist and I do my best to lead a fact-based life. And though I'm no fan, I do live here and the people I love live here, and as such, I'd like things to be okay. But what we were faced with on Thursday, April 25th, 2024, was something that I truly imagine the forefathers never envisioned. Now, they were flawed, obviously, but they were a rather intelligent group of people. And they did their best to create a country where due process was very important. And it makes sense. They left a country where a king could walk down the street and point to a person and say, "Off with his head," and that person would be murdered. Obviously, that's not a good thing if you want a more civilized society and you want to enjoy freedoms that you didn't have before. So they took great pains to create a country where the law was as evenly balanced and applied as possible. Did they succeed 100%? No. Did they envision the level of corruption that's involved in politics and law now? Probably not. And even if they did, because again, they were flawed. There was corruption there, of course. But even if they thought, this could get a little dicey in the future, I'm willing to bet that they didn't see a day where a Supreme Court justice would have to ask a lawyer making an argument a question to the effect of, "So you're saying it's okay for a president to murder his political rivals?" And the lawyer wouldn't go, "Oh, no, that's not at all what I meant. I'm sorry, let me restate it." No. The lawyer said, in a long-winded way, yes. Yes, it would be okay for a president of America to act like a king from the 1700s. Clearly, this is not true. I mean, the fact that it's even at the Supreme Court is a whole nother issue. The argument, it's just a ridiculous conversation for them to have to have. And by the way, this has nothing to do with the law. There are no Supreme Court justices who are confused about this issue. They all know that if they give presidents, any president, complete immunity, that they will be out of a job. Because a president with immunity is the same as a king from the 1700s. There are no checks, there are no balances, there is no law. And you know what a king doesn't need? A Supreme Court. Kings and dictators are basically the same in that way. If it's all lawlessness, if the president can commit murder at will and call it an official act at will and without reason, and that president can go after journalists, which Donnie Dump has promised to do, then what else will that president do? Maybe collude with foreign enemies, as we know Dump has already done. Maybe sell secrets to foreign enemies, which we kind of assume that's what Dump was trying to do with those documents. Maybe keep his family in power in perpetuity, which I'm certain Donnie wants to do. I mean, the Supreme Court will be unnecessary, the FBI will be unnecessary, the Justice Department will be unnecessary. I mean, it'll all just go to hell immediately. And again, I'm not saying this because I'm like, up with America. I'm saying it because it's a terrifying proposition to even consider the idea. And again, this is not happening because there is any doubt in any of the minds of the Supreme Court justices on this question. This is simply about delaying all of the trials that are lined up against Dump as long as possible. If they get their way, and it's looking like they're going to remand it back to the states, so that's just going to be a huge delay. That means the only trial that's going to be completed before the election is the election interference case that's happening right now in New York City. And again, it's not the hush money trial. Just as a reminder, paying someone hush money is not illegal. I don't know why the media keeps calling it a hush money trial, but they are wrong. It's election interference and it's falsifying business records. That's what the trial is about. And that's okay. I mean, look, if that trial finishes, I think that'll be enough to do all the damage that it needs to do. I think Dump will lose even more support than he's already lost already, and it'll guarantee that he just won't have the numbers to make it an even close race. But it's a shame that the Supreme Court is doing this. I mean, look, we now know that the Supreme Court is corrupt. I was always under the impression that, and I think some other people held this impression, and maybe they didn't, I don't know. But speaking for myself, I always assumed that the Supreme Court was unassailable, that it was truly the highest court in the land, and that aside from their political leanings that, you know, could, you know, move things in one direction or the other, that these people were not corruptible. You know, you give them a lifelong appointment, that's I would assume, part of the incentive to remain incorruptible. But we found out that that simply is not the case, and that these justices can be bought like any other judges have been bought in the past and will be bought in the future. So you can't have faith. Well, I can't have faith in the Supreme Court. Not that I have faith in much of anything, but it was just something that I held on to, maybe just by choice, maybe just wanting to believe that there was something in America that was not touched by corruption. And we see now that there just really isn't. But it is amazing. We are really living through a history that is bewildering to me. I'm living through it and can barely understand it. I can't imagine how historians 500 years from now will be able to figure out what happened here. How will anybody be able to read the headlines and stories from this time period, even 100 or 200 years from now, and go, oh, yeah, that all makes sense? You know, some glorified carnival barker somehow got into the White House with no government experience and a history that is just terrible on all levels. And then after he got out, he tried to stay, kept claiming that, you know, everything was faked and fraud and election interference and all that, even though there was no evidence for it. And then the Supreme Court was talking about it like it was a real thing. In a way, it legitimizes the question of immunity simply by the fact that the Supreme Court is talking about it. Because in a world that made sense, the Supreme Court would have said, no, of course not. This is not something we have to talk about. This is ridiculous. But that's not how it happened. So I just wanted to share those thoughts. That's it for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.